Welcome to Water Solutions, where ChemAqua puts 100 years of water treatment knowledge and experience on display.
Hi, my name is Susan Nissen, and in today's podcast, we are going to be discussing the effects of carryover in steam boiler systems. What is carryover anyway? Carryover is any contaminant that leaves the boiler with the steam. It can be solid, liquid, or in vapor form. The most common form of carryover is boiler water droplets that contain dissolved and suspended solids. Now that you know what carryover is, why should you care about it? We care because boiler water carryover can cause deposits to form in valves, heat exchangers, turbines, and superheaters. If deposits are significant, heat transfer and/or turbine efficiency may be reduced. Additionally, carryover can strip away the protective magnetic layer on steam lines, remove the film formed by filming amine programs, cause erosion-induced corrosion, and result in product quality problems in processes using live steam. An often overlooked consequence of boiler water carryover is efficiency loss due to wet steam. Since water at a given pressure has a lower heat content than steam, wet steam has a lower heat content than dry steam. What are the causes of carryover? The causes of carryover are generally classified as either mechanical or chemical. Mechanical causes of carryover include boiler design, high water level, firing method, and load characteristics. Chemical causes of carryover include high concentrations of solids, both dissolved or suspended, excessive alkalinity, grease, oil, or other contamination. We'll discuss both mechanical and chemical causes of carryover in more depth next. Mechanical causes. Boiler design directly influences steam purity. Design factors affecting carryover include design pressure, steam drum size, design steam generating rate, circulation rate, and the type of mechanical separating equipment used. Operating characteristics also directly influence steam purity. If a boiler is operated at loads exceeding its design rating or is subject to sudden increases in load, the potential for carryover increases dramatically. Chemical causes of carryover. The two primary mechanisms of chemical carryover are foaming and selective vaporous carryover. High suspended solids, high dissolved solids, high alkalinity, and process contamination from the condensate system can all cause foaming. In some plants, the primary factor controlling whether carryover occurs is the level of dissolved solids, while in others, it's the alkalinity level. Oil, grease, or other organic contaminants can also cause foaming. The alkalinity in boiler water can react with those contaminants to produce a crude type of soap that causes foaming and carryover to occur. Selective vaporous carryover occurs due to the solvent properties of steam. At high pressure, steam actually dissolves a portion of the mineral salts in boiler water. While this is not a concern with most common minerals at pressures less than 1,000 psi, vaporous carryover of silica can occur at pressures as low as 400 psi. Consequently, boiler water silica level must be carefully limited in high-pressure systems, especially if turbines are present. Since carryover can cause many problems, how can you prevent carryover? The prevention of carryover can also be divided into both mechanical means and chemical means. We'll discuss both next. Types of mechanical prevention. Low-capacity and low-pressure boilers, typically fire tube boilers, rely primarily on simple gravity separation of water and steam. At higher pressures, or at high steaming rates, typically water tube boilers, mechanical steam separating devices need to be installed internally in order to produce acceptable steam purity. These devices may consist of baffles, screens, chevron separators, or centrifugal separators. It is important that each element of steam separation equipment be kept clean and tight. Even a quarter-inch gap between sections of cover baffles over generating tubes can negate their operation. Likewise, the presence of deposits on screens or mesh demisters can prevent them from functioning properly. If the steam load is consistently at or above the rated capacity, a steam flow regulator, an orifice, can be installed on the outlet of the steam drum, usually between the non-return valve and the steam drum. Types of chemical prevention. As discussed previously, the main chemical factors causing carryover are dissolved solids, suspended solids, alkalinity, silica and vaporous carryover, and the oil content of boiler water. In many cases, simply limiting the concentration of those components will control carryover satisfactorily. The actual levels of those components that can be maintained without causing a carryover problem can only be determined based on operating experience with each individual boiler system. If carryover is due to foaming, it is often possible to add a treatment chemical to the boiler water that will counteract that foaming. These chemicals, called anti-foams, can control carryover to a tolerable level without increasing blowdown or additional external treatment. Their use can even reduce fuel consumption by permitting lower blowdown rates while still maintaining high purity steam. While anti-foams will not control all types of boiler water foaming, they should be considered whenever foaming is a problem. How can you tell if carryover is occurring? The occurrence of boiler water carryover can usually be verified by testing the condensate. As a general rule, low conductivity condensate, less than 25 micromoles, indicates high purity steam is being produced. High conductivity condensate, greater than 25 micromoles, indicates the presence of carryover. If boiler water carryover is suspected, it can be verified by testing the condensate for parameters such as sodium, phosphate, alkalinity, silica, or sulfite. If significant levels of those contaminants are detected, boiler water is being carried over into the steam. Note that high conductivity alone does not necessarily indicate the presence of boiler water solids in steam. In systems using high alkalinity makeup water, carbon dioxide gas is generated by the breakdown of the natural alkalinity in that makeup water. This can cause large amounts of carbonic acid to form in the condensate. When high levels of carbonic acid are neutralized with amine, disassociation reactions occur, which can dramatically increase condensate conductivity even though no boiler water solids are actually present. If high alkalinity makeup water is used and condensate conductivity is consistently high, but no other evidence of carryover is detected, then carryover is probably not occurring. In this case, site-specific conductivity control ranges should be developed for routine monitoring. Even the most well-designed and operated boiler with a well-controlled water treatment program can produce at least minor amounts of carryover. The key is to know how much carryover can be tolerated and then operate the boiler system as required to provide the desired steam purity. Chemaqua can help you determine the appropriate boiler control parameters for your own unique system. Contact Chemaqua today.